And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts tomorrow evening, the first of their residencies at the center begins. Jaron Schechsneider's performance, Stars Like People, will run the 6th through the 8th this week, and next week the 13th through the 15th. It is limited as the performance moves all over the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Actually, the audience is moving to different spots. So if you're interested in attending, you should call ahead to reserve your ticket or go online to the Acadiana Center for the Arts and reserve for one of the evenings this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the following week, the 13th through the 15th. That is Stars Like People by Jaron Schechsneider at the ACA. The United Way of Acadiana is collecting school supplies for students who may not be able to afford all of their supplies. You can drop off supplies beginning tomorrow. It will run through the 8th, actually August 10th as well. If you would like to know where the drop-off points are, you can go to the United Way website or call them. On August 6th, that's tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., there will be drop-offs at the Acadia Parish School Board office in Crowley. Also on the 8th at the United Way of Acadiana, that will be from 8 until 3 on the 8th. Also on the 8th, there will be a drop-off point in Bro Bridge from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Winn-Dixie and at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Abbeville on August 10th. For more information or a complete list of recommended supplies, the website is a United Way of Acadiana. At Vermilionville, the Master Gardeners will hold a free monthly speaker series. There's one taking place this Wednesday, August 7th at noon, hosted by the urban naturalist Marcus Descant. If you'd like more information, you can call Vermilionville or go to their website. The Guardians of Sanzome, a play for young audiences by Cody Daig, will be performed at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette, August 8th through the 11th. That's Thursday through Sunday. We'll be speaking with Cody Daig tomorrow about that play, The Guardians of Sanzome. Tickets are available now by calling Theater 810. And the play Gro Beck and Eula Lee will be performed at Cité des Arts. It will run the 8th through the 11th at Cité. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. And continuing this week at the Opelousas Little Theater, the Broadway musical Hairspray. It will run the 8th through the 10th, and there will be a matinee on the 11th. Tickets are available by calling the Opelousas Little Theater. They also have a website, opelousaslittletheater.com, where you can go for more ticket information. Tickets are available for the annual Murder Mystery Dinner Theater that benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. It's called Cat on a Hot Tin Streetcar, and it will run at the Cajun Dome Convention Center Friday, August 9th through Saturday, August 10th. Tickets are available by calling Big Brothers Big Sister. Big Sisters of Acadiana. Vermilionville will host its annual Free Culture Day in celebration of Acadians on Sunday, August 11th. Honored this year will be Richard Guidry. The day is on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Lots of events, demonstrations, crafts, music, talks, all during the day to honor and celebrate the Acadians. For more information, their website is available. Also, they are on Facebook. The Cane Fire Film Series will present the French animated film called The Painting. It will be screened at Cité des Arts this Sunday, August 11th at 7:30. Cité is at 109 Vine Street in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available at the door for The Painting. And if you'd like to know more, they also have a Facebook page and you can be apprised of all of the films that will be screened through Cane Fire Film Series. The Tea Sippers will continue their theater season with Shakespeare's The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, but they've changed it a little bit. It will open on August 15th at Theater 810. And we'll be speaking with director Andrew Lee Vincent next week about The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading the weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in. Perhaps you missed an episode or you'd just like to hear it again. Maybe you'd like to hear Cecil Doyle's Medicine Ball Caravan again or Val Green's Harpistry program. That's all on KRVS. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Mondays, it's our evening of opera presented by World of Opera. That goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. At midnight, it's Sound Club. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's Terminal Addiction. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.